Blog Talk Radio.
Nations is in,
WCC said we're going to hold that from you for a while because you don't got the big head. So you might as well just tell us what this broadcast is all about, and we'll get something going on top part of Saturday. Remember, we live at all six locations. Call for details. The number 224-600-5579. Call for details and get in where you've been in at before it's too late. Over to you, Elder. You're on the clock. Come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, that's unfortunate that they would think to block you from seeing who's all in the room, thinking that they will eliminate the word of Yahweh. That's a pitiful thing. Because those of us that study the Bible and know the Bible precepts, we've already been taught that it's a two or more. Yahweh says, he's in the midst of thee. And so knowing that we have people out there that want to hear the words of Yahweh, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion, bad teaching, and Christianity. And also people that want to convert our thinking to other Yahwehs. We learn about Yahweh from the King James Bible, about how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. It's the information that you came to seek, and now you have found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Actually, our Friday's class is the top part of the Sabbath. And that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. On that search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, or the descendants of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves and he'll forgive him. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, to build a school, which I'm beginning to see myself, is very well needed from the misunderstanding that we have about Yahweh's word. Also, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. That calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture. When the feast days begin, what they're all about, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. When you see the red live button, click that. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using a couple of email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that spelling is tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, another note, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of the day's program, which is the top part of the Sabbath, you can listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. To do that, enter three words on the search line once again, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now during the normal broadcast, you'll find that Yahweh's story will continue on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaka. During this time, no comments will be taken off the topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahweh will be with you all. But remember, I've said many times before, trying to put it into the minds of many listeners, Yahweh is not the author of confusion. As mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, 33 says, Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all covenants, churches of the saints. Keep the scriptures in mind. Don't try to win that bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You have to know we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. As it says in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And that's always a good thing, because each and every day is always a good day for the word of Yahweh, especially the people that come to our program in increasing numbers. Those that commend it and add unto that word, only following by some casting the same word we listen to behind their backs, want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, even taking the verse's meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be deceptive listeners, the page flippers looking like they're paying attention but are completely lost when they're called to speak. Doing this, they've clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We have to remember we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Anyone ever says they've done more, they just lied. Doing the work past Yahweh's creation. Now that would be impossible. And even, you know what? Yahweh the Son, he even mentioned about the impossible. In the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. So don't be like most. Be like us and the voices of the true Israelites. Keep your Bibles open. We'll pass our program over to our seer Israel, and I'm going to say, hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that elder, that's excellent on your part. So we're going to stop out the Sabbath day and all the locations is open. Remember one thing, this is Yahweh doing, so it's marvelous in our eyesight. And one thing we do know, this ministry is a load on the known world, no doubt about it. And like they say, that's a good thing, because a lot of information got to come out. You got to be clear. Yahweh is saying plainly. Got to get the teachers in place first. Then I'll show you the next move. But we think we throw a few on the table, then we'll turn over to Bob McCarty. But I think I'm going to get warm for a little bit. And we'll look out and look into the foxtail hair went up, the curtain hair. Foxtail hair been lit, and the curtain hair went up. So, you're going to see who's all in the studio, or when the curtains go up, that means the stage. So we're going to peep on the stage, and we're going to see who all going to be participating in Just Says Yahweh as we bring it to the national audience, whatever it might be at this particular time. One thing about it, we're going to take it from there. All right, let's see, can we look out in the studio and out there on the stage and see if we look for Mother Eve, one of the mothers out of Camp One. That's why Israel see right.
That's why blessed see Israel. I see you, Lord, and lose your boy.
All right, excellent. All right, Mother, TF Israel, Tribe of Yahzad Judah, live at Temple One, Mother TF Israel.
Yahweh bless you still, Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Brother Micaiah, teacher will be going to be taking his broadcast all the way in after we kind of lay a little foundation. He's like, go get a memo on the table. A question's on the table based upon what part of tribulation is the second part of the tribulation. And, you know, that's why a lot of things have to be laid out. And all these questions can come up once. And when teachers hear these questions about where we at this particular time, they're going to have to know how to go read in the Bible and take care of business. Because you're going to get all kinds of questions all over the world once you got the 12 rooms and 24 teachers. To each room. So our job is to understand. We know exactly where they're gonna go with on everything because we prepared for this job of teaching Yahweh's word. Everywhere they go, we can throw them open their mouth, and when they do say one word, we know where you're going at because that's the spirit of Yahweh has put on this ministry. So we gonna go to Micaiah. That's why be there, C. Roy.
That's why bless you. There is real. There is C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, brother. You look down at the book of Matthew. We'll look at some down in the book of Matthew. We'll get some started. And I want to touch on what period that we in. What period? But see, you know, it's no ministry can teach the deep things, but we need to understand the basic things. Everybody love the deep. We can go into prophecy and break prophecy down and everything else. But we have to understand by you knowing about what period of hour you're in, you're not keeping the law, then you know, you can fit as a Gentile. From last night lesson, you can fit as a Gentile. You're not keeping the law. And there's two laws. One law is added, and one law is the moral law. So you got to know the difference between both of them. So this is a big job ahead of us. But we have to get the teachers prepared to deal with all this. So we're going to open up Brother Micaiah in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Let's do that thing. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. What's that say?
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19 reads,
okay.
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it should be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
So he all that part with that. So he letting you know you gonna be delivered up. And that's the part that we just have a problem with. You gonna be delivered up.
Mm-hmm.
So he letting you know it's gonna happen. Matter of fact, Melody of Israel, he made a final statement. I'll let Mother E check that. Mother E, you check this. Mother E, now, he made a profound statement in the book of Hebrews. See, you're going to be delivered up. But he's telling you something, Mother E. He's making a profound statement. And let's see if we find it in the book of Hebrews. We already know what it's alluded to. So now, what do he say? Because he said, it's going to happen to you. Top part of the Sabbath day. It's going to happen. We said, in 13th chapter there, Mother E, let's see what it says around about verse number... Is that what I want? Now, look at the 12th chapter. Pick it around by verse 6. Mother E, it says, let's see what it says around by verse 6. Let's read down to verse 6. 6 down to 9. Mother E, one of the mothers out of camp 1. Hebrews chapter 12, 6 through 9, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Hebrews, Lucifer, Eber, chapter 6. Verse 9 to 12. Chapter 12.
We'll make it 6 down, 6 down to 9.
Okay.
6 down to 9.
The book of Hebrew, alluded for Hebrew, chapter 12, 6 to 9. Verse 6, 3.
Uh-huh.
For whom Yahweh loves, he chastised and scourge every son whom he received. Verse 7, if you endure chastisement, Yahweh deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastises not? Verse 8, but if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons? Verse 9. Furthermore, we have heard fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be subjected unto the Father of spirit and live?
Mm-hmm. So he says, we read that you're going to be delivered up and you're going to be tried.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but here's the point. If you not be tried, then you are what he says, you are a little bit loud at Mother. He has to say it again.
Bastards.
You're bastards.
Okay.
So, offended when they get tried, but I'm saying, he's saying if the sixth anointed calf don't try you, you don't want, we don't need to try you. So you might as well go through to get it out the way, because they've been anointed to teach you, to see what you're working with, see what you get offended on my word. He said, but if you can't endure the chastising, can you what again, Mother? What are you getting, Mother? You're bastards. So now, we're trying to save you from being in the eyes of Yahweh, a bastard. So we will try to even see exactly what you're working with. And that's the same thing about the 24 teachers. They got to get in place two in every room. Either first of all, you get the 24 teachers prepared. And then you run through the ringer. And you push them every way possible to see can they stand up on my word. Not your word, but my word. And they if they choke, then you know one thing. They are bound. It is right there. Now I got to precept that. Now, let's go to this piece again who all into the room. We're going to run out there around Detroit, Michigan, and see if she ready to come to the stage. And Brother Kyle, you take a note of those and number one she wants to deal with. Detroit, Cap 4, y'all probably be to that city, right? Cap 4, Detroit, Michigan, y'all probably be with you. What you saying, WCC? Right. Okay, I got
no need you looking at the international and
And we got it blocked where you won't see nothing flashing about how many listening to you. See, we know that this is your doing, so and that's the way it is. But one thing we do know, Yahweh already got it laid out. We won't have the last word. So he's telling us to do one thing, get organized. Do what I got written in my Bible. And then watch me show out. But I can't show out because you're not in order according to my words. But one thing, he the one creates the weather. He creates the conditions. He'll tell you all that. I mean, let's read that from Micaiah 45, verse 6 and 7 of Isaiah. Let me show you that Yahweh, he is the all in all. Let's see what it says in the 45th chapter of Isaiah, verse 6 and 7.
Okay. Book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 6 and verse 7. Verse 6
reads,
that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things.
Okay. So everything goes on. Yahweh say he do this. He said, everything that jumps off my hand is the one that makes it happen. Never forget that. So whatever it is, whatever condition you in, that's Yahweh's hand. So, but now give me that verse of what he tell you, what it's Mark or Luke 12:46, much is given. Brother Micaiah. 12:46, somewhere in that area. But what it tell you?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48.
That's right. Or to whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom man has committed much, of him they will ask the more. Okay. I'll read again the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48. I read. Verse 48 says, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes should be beaten with few stripes. He said you still get a beating even though you knew, you didn't know what was going on, but it just ain't going to be as bad as we about to say next. As far as, he said, for to whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. So he said, the ones that knew not, you'll get a light beating, but the ones that they know this much that's required to do this walk in Yahweh. He said, to whom man has committed much, of him they will ask the more. Yahweh let you know that once you take this thing and you take this on what Yahweh got for you, there's a lot required to it. Ain't just no be no cakewalk. But he said, when man has committed much, of him they will ask the more.
You want more of Yahweh, then they got to say something about but if not, I do know. Okay, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 34 says, for he whom Yahweh has sent speaketh the words of Yahweh, for Yahweh giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. So the person want to do Yahweh will, Yahweh will give that measurement of that spirit, just go throw it at you when you want it. He's doing the Torah instructions. But it also lets you know that Yahweh will give that spirit by measuring unto him. So So it's no limit what Yahweh gives to you when you go want it, you know, but it's much required with this thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's not no cakewalk.
Oh, it's much required, not. You don't say it, it's a big talk. A big talk like that, they have to be lined up with the precepts, and he can take a look at that of Moses of Israel. Now, see, that's a little big talk with that. Now, what we're going to do, we want to precept what he just got through saying, and see if we try it again. That's why, you know, once you all understand, that's why it'll be so important that when you put the 12 school together and you got 12 teachers to each room, they're going to have to know how to piggyback off of each other with that understanding, because see, that's a powerful statement right there. You got to have one teacher teaching and one backing them up, but they have power to deal with. And what you just said, that is powerful. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to run that down and see if we tie that in. But you just said, you'll give your spirit without measurement. But you say it's a condition, it's a requirement, right? Now, Mother, Mother Dear Israel, we're going to find out what is that requirement is. Now, so you want Yahweh to kick in. You don't want to be confused. Let's see what he got written. We're going to St. John chapter 14. Mother Dear Israel. Now, let's see, can we take that picture of what we just got through hearing according to his words. And when you're able to paint a picture according to the tenor of the words, and then you're going to see something in the words, then you're going to say, wait a minute, this can't be just another ministry. How did they pull that off? I don't see that in no institution. We're going to try it. We're going to see. Let's run to St. John chapter 14. And then we'll look at one verse at a time. Verse 14.
St. John chapter 14, verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I
will
do it.
You may say, now if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it.
That was that what you said to him.
What is it, next?
If you love me,
keep my mouth
good. Pray the Father, and he shall give.
Wait a minute.
For all to you.
Boy. Read it with a little more power to it. That's very important. I'm saying something. A lot of times we wonder why our prayers are not being heard, why we disemboweling our brain. We want a lot of things. Why this going on, why this happening, why some always happening. You hear it, say you're in that. St. John 14:14, down to 16, you see it.
Now, this is real good. When you're St. John 14, verse 14.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 14. If you shall have anything,
if you
love me,
if you love
me,
St. John chapter 15, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
If you keep my Torah instruction,
yep,
you shall abide in my love, even as I keep my Father's Torah instruction.
So he kept his Father's Torah instruction, Greg.
And abide in his love.
So he had a condition himself to abide in his Father's love. What did he have to do?
Keep his Torah instruction.
But what did Christianity tell you you had to do? You ain't got to do nothing but
grace.
You're upon the grace.
Yeah.
You ain't got to do nothing. He done it all.
Mm-hmm.
Everything been fulfilled. See that? But
John
saying,
did it. We got to do it.
You see what the man is saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see how Christianity has just it messed up our parents, grandparents, parents. It got us just, and then they pass it on down. And so the book got to stop somewhere. That's why we know this thing's coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been too much bad information on the table. Now when somebody bringing you the information now, showing you that the way we've been taught is wrong, then they get offended. Mm-hmm. But he's trying to tell you now. He's bringing this information out now, letting you know it's time for you to make a choice. Either you continue the way you are, or you make a change. But he going to make a change, because time is running out. From Micaiah, 1 John 5, 3. Listen to this.
1 John 5, 3.
Yeah,
1 John 5, 3. All right. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 3. Verse 3 reads,
right.
Well, this is the love of
Yahweh. This is the love of Yahweh.
That we keep his Torah instructions. And his Torah instructions are not grieved.
Now, that's the love of Yahweh. Doing what?
The love of Yahweh is that we keep his Torah instructions.
So, that's the love of Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
That's condition. I mean, you got to do something. To get the love of Yahweh, you got to do something. And what you got to do?
Keep his Torah instructions.
And what is that?
First five books of the Bible.
You see that? That big talker there. Israel there. Now, let's go to, Brother Micaiah, go to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 24 and 25.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7,
mm-hmm.
verse 24 and verse 25.
Yeah, listen to this.
Verse 24 reads, for wisdom is more moving than any motion. Wisdom is more moving than any motion.
But what we do, we'll get caught up in emotion, but he's letting you know that emotion don't mean anything. It's the wisdom. You got to have wisdom. Wisdom is what again?
Wisdom is more moving.
It's more moving.
Than any motion.
So we love to get moved by emotion. But Yahweh is saying, no. Don't always get to jumping because somebody sound good. He said, but the best understanding is if you have what?
Well, wisdom is more moving.
It's more moving than what?
In any motion.
Very.
She passes and goeth through all things by reason of her pureness.
Listen, go ahead.
Verse 25.
Listen to this.
For she is the breath of the power of Yahweh.
That is the breath and the power of Yahweh with his wisdom.
And a pure influence flowing from the honor or the greatness of the Almighty. Therefore can do the foul thing fall into her. I mean, let me read that again. Therefore can no defiled thing fall into her.
Mm-hmm. That means won't none fall in your glass. Mm-hmm. Won't none fall in your glass once you see, when you got the wisdom, you ain't got to do much talking. Once you understand the wisdom is the word of Yahweh. You don't have to do much talk. All you get to do is sit there and we'll run them out. And when they bring up his name, and then you say, well, look, that's not lined up with none of these things. See? Because that ain't nothing but, you just got what's called a moving, what that first word again?
Verse 20.
Emotion. That's all it is, emotion. And you can watch them when they all of a sudden, when you put them on the table, what'll come out is emotions.
Mm-hmm.
What'll come out? It won't nothing come out of, well, I got something to add on to that. No. Well, no, what'll come out is emotion because they, until it's just coming clean, so, you know, I really thought that my parents was, they had me on the right track. No, your parents, no, they didn't know. They didn't know. And when they did know, they didn't make the gesture. And that's the problem they had in it. Because we have been totally lied to, but a lot of us have ignorantly been lied to, but a lot of us know that they lied to, but I just rather be in that number because my husband and he's a preacher or something. And everything like that. Listen, the time's gonna come, you're gonna have to make a choice through this Bible, and you won't have to line up this Bible, regardless if it's mama. If mama wearing pants, you want to tell my mama, that's abomination. Wearing pants, mama's abomination.
Mm-hmm.
To Yahuwah. Wearing pants, mama, is abomination to Yahuwah. So sooner or later, but we know what it's going to cost. See, we already know what it's going to cost when you say that. Mama, putting her pants on, mama's abomination. See? We know you have trouble. But that's what he's trying to tell you in advance. And that's what we want to deal with in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what this man's saying.
Yeah, well.
Because it's going to come up. Because look what he says in 10:34. And Matthew. Look. See, once we able to just those guys here, let them hear. We got to listen to the Bible. Oh, it's gonna hurt. But like I said again, but if you endure the chastise, then Yahweh kick in. But if you break out running because you don't want to hear it because that hurts your feelings, and that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What you reading?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34.
What does it say?
Verse 34 reads.
What it reads?
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth.
Think not. I did not come to send peace on the earth. Right?
I came not to send peace, but a sword.
I came to drop a sword. See, Christianity has said I came for one reason. I'm telling the one that going to take my word on, I did not come for peace on the earth. I came to do what?
So I came not to send peace, but a sword.
But a sword. Read.
Verse 35. For I have come to set a man at variance against his father.
I come to set a man against his own father.
Mm-hmm. And the daughter against her mother.
And a daughter against her mother.
And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Verse 36. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
He said your biggest enemy is going to be in upon your roof. He said, that's going to be your biggest enemy up under your roof. Go ahead.
Verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me.
Now, if you love, well, that means you have turned a deaf eye on when you know that Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, New Year is not in the Bible. And
you say, well, I'm just going to hang around, but I know it's not right, then you have done a, give me a 233 there, Mother B.F. Israel, of Ezekiel, I mean of Jeremiah. So you just done, so you just did, in the presence of your mighty one, Jeremiah 233. This is what you did in the presence of your mighty one.
Jeremiah.
You remember what Mother read, she read that if you endure chastise, then Yahweh deal with you. So he's letting you know, I'm going to try you. And what I'm going to try you with is where you love the most. We're going to see what you do. What is that in 2:33?
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Why trimmest thou your way to seek love?
He said, why would you trim your way to seek love? Why would you go along to go along because Aunt Willie Mae coming in on Christmas Day? Christmas is not in the Bible. Christmas is not in the Bible. See, so you will trim your way to seek love. Yes. So he asked you, why would you, he said, why would you do that? So I was, if Jeremiah was raised in the womb to say, okay, why would you do that? That's all I want out of that. And so let's go back again, Father Micaiah.
Mm-hmm. The book of Matthew, chapter 10, picking back up at verse 37.
Okay.
Verse 37 reads,
what?
He that loveth father, mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Okay.
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Okay.
Verse 38. And he that taketh not his covenant and follow after me is not worthy of me.
He said, if you don't take up this word, and this word is his covenant, and following him, he's saying what?
You're not worthy of him.
You're not worthy of him. Like I said again, we don't know why that verse is read over there in the book of Hebrews, that verse that Mother read. But we know one thing, he's telling you like this. Guess what? I'm going to try you with your closest to you. I'm going to see what you have, me and when you're mad, or somebody else on your mind. And you know, he's making it plain where he said it. So as we mount up for this teaching ministry, that we have to make sure we apply the scripture and not trim our way to seek love.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. He asked you, why would you do that? Now, let's look at Romans chapter 1, brother. Mother D.F. Israel. Look at verse, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and Brother Micaiah, pick up verse 27 and 32. Listen to this real quick.
Romans chapter 1, 18 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
Okay,
for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unyahwehness.
What did you say?
The wrath of Yahweh
is what?
Is revealed from heaven.
Okay.
Against all unyahwehness.
Uh-huh.
And unrighteousness of men and women.
Uh-huh.
Who hold the truth.
That knoweth the truth.
And unrighteousness.
And you just, you know what he has told you. You see it and you can't get around it, because the last thing you can do, you can't call nobody on the scripture. Mm-hmm. You know the truth, but you are to stiff your face up, I'm just doing the truth. Mm-hmm. Knowing you know that that's wrong and the Bible is screaming that what you're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Until you helping advance those to come for your salvation, you will sit on the sideline and be a murmur, backbiter, and complainer.
Mm-hmm.
You will lose. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. What does he say?
Verse 19.
Listen.
Because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them,
for Yahweh has shown it unto them.
Yeah, through this ministry, those that heard of, they know what we're saying. You can't go in the Bible and speak none of these things. But you just can't believe it's coming from this ministry. And you know you can't find, you can step all night long. But Yahweh told you that you're not going to be able to deal with, to understand this Bible because you're not doing what? Torah instruction.
Right.
So you can burn all the midnight oil you want, and you will stay confused because you're not doing what?
Torah instruction.
You see that? And then you're going to read something and read it totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Yahweh working your head because you're going to be totally wrong. Get down to verse 27 from Micaiah down 32. Listen what he's saying now. Listen what he's saying.
Book of Romans chapter 1, verse 27 down to 32. Verse 27 reads, and likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning that lust one towards another.
Yes.
Man with man working that which is unseemly,
mm-hmm.
and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge,
uh-huh.
Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind.
So when you start looking at the same thing you got that somebody else got the same thing,
mm-hmm.
whether it's male or female, Yahweh do what with you?
Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind.
So that's a reprobated mind. So when anybody got somebody look just like, look with the same thing that they got what kind of mind?
Reprobate mind.
Reprobated mind. Because you can't procreate two men for two men, two women for two women. You can't procreate. It don't work like that. Go ahead and read. Now listen to this now.
Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Verse 30. Backbiting.
Wait a minute. You mean you'll be a what again?
Backbite.
And left? Back of another word? And a what?
Whisper.
Ain't that something? You a whisper. And how do you whisper? You can't wait to give them that phone and call and say, I heard something again. Now I didn't like
it. Uh-huh.
Yep. There you go there.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Keep on.
Haters of Yahweh.
When you got that spit on you, what?
Haters of Yahweh.
You read that?
Yeah, hallelujah. Why?
You read.
Despiteful.
Uh-huh.
Proud.
What are they?
Proud.
Very.
Boasters.
Boasters.
Inventors of evil things.
And they would invent on evil things in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Disobedient to parents.
Yes.
Verse 31. Without understanding. Covenant breaker.
The covenant what?
Breaker.
Covenant breaker.
Uh-huh.
And you know the one that makes the loudest noise is the covenant breaker.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that makes the loudest noise is the covenant breaker. Them the one you'll hear more that they mouth gone and they are what?
Covenant breaker.
Go ahead and read.
Without natural affection.
And they got no, when you're a covenant breaker, you're what?
Without natural affection.
That's what the book
says. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Implacable. Unmerciful.
Implacable.
Oh, yeah, implacable. Uh-huh. Implacable. Unmerciful.
Uh-huh.
Verse 32. Who knoweth the judgment of Yahweh?
Who knoweth the judgment of Yahweh?
That they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it.
Now, yeah. Now you read that, and they'll get mad to see her behind what you just got to read. You see that? They'll get mad to see her. Now look at you reading that when you got this spirit on you. Paul Paul was raised from the womb to tell Northern Kingdom and those that follow him, if this is the spirit you got on you, you worthy of what?
Death.
Pray.
That's verse 32.
That's the end of it.
Verse 32.
So otherwise, so now you trace all that back from being a covenant breaker. Your covenant breaker, all these spirits are be put on you. Hey, people don't understand something. When you're not keeping Yahweh's covenant, then you, remember, I'm thinking, in the book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3, who can bring that out? 27 verse 3. Let me show you something. See, we want to know, a lot of times we be wondering why we can't get rest in the head. And remember, when you read that verse in 334, he'll pour out his spirit without measure or measure to you, but you got to be able what? To get his spirit. It always keep going back what you have to be doing to receive the spirit that Moses had to go and find 70. He says, and I'm going to come down and take the same spirit on you, Moses, and put on them. So what he's trying to tell you, but only way you going to really understand this, you have to be a what?
Torah instruction key.
And is that plain?
That's plain.
Hallelujah.
That's the only way it's going to happen.
The only way.
If you're not Torah keeping it, everything will be said to you, it's going to be confusing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not keeping Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start keeping it, then you start seeing things because you just got to do things for Yahweh to say, okay. And the same thing he's telling about the nation of Israel. Once you're in order, I'm going to do a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll take care of 17 nations. I ain't going to take care of them until you're in order. If I can't tell you right now with your mindset, I got to kill you all over again. And I ain't doing it before. I ain't doing that no more. I'm going to let you pray out your hand until you understand my way or no way because your time's going to run out. We're going to show you that, maybe. We'll show you that. What we read?
Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse 3. Verse 3 reads.
What it reads?
He did place his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their prey.
You see that? Satan cannot come in when you got your Yahweh going right. Automatic shield comes up. He can't come in. But all he waiting on you to do is slip. And if you slip, let me show you what happens. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Now, Satan cannot come in. Matter of fact, Satan got to go find another body, another temple. Your body is the temple. But when you got your Yahweh right, he will tell you exactly how he operates once you write. But don't think he ain't going to always peek back at you to make sure that's not a cameo. He catch you in a cameo, he'll say, oh, okay. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up, Brother Kai, you pick it up at verse number 1240. What I want, 1241. Make it 1240. See, I don't know what the man is saying.
45, 43 to 45.
Yeah,
figure 43. Excellent. Book of Matthew, chapter 12, picking up at verse 43.
Yeah, and Mother D. F. Israel have me Luke 12, 51, waiting on you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 43.
Okay.
Verse 43 reads.
Where it reads?
When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walking through dry places seeking rest and findeth none.
Okay, now the unclean spirit. Mm-hmm. He talking about them evil mental spirits. When you got to the place where he got to wait until you slip, then he go and check somebody else out. So now the unclean spirit is looking for another place to trail in because with the word of Yahweh is that you have started doing, he left you. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What happened next?
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 44. Then he said, I will return into my house.
He said, I'm going to go back and peek at that body, at that soul that I left out. I'm going to go back and peek. Because, you know, I gave him a few days. I gave him a couple, you know, testimonies here and there. So now let me go back and see if he's still on fire and some dust as y'all brought him. I'm just checking out.
Mm-hmm. Book of Matthew 43, chapter 12, verse 44.
Okay.
Then he said, I will return into my house from where I came out.
Right.
And when he has come, he find it empty.
He find it empty.
Uh-huh.
That means in no growth.
Uh-huh.
Then he find Genesis. Just no growth. Wait a minute. You still gonna they still gonna prove? That means they faking and shaking. What happened next?
They find empty, swept, and gone.
I mean just totally on just a winch and start being a Sirach 6-2 mode. Now they are a Sirach 6-2. So now they life is a Sirach 6-2. Let's say that mother, D.F. Israel. They are 6-2.
So what? Chapter 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
Extol not yourself in the counsel of thine own mind.
Oh, they have more need with whatever they call it in their own mind. They have more contact with him in their own mind, in the privacy of their own convenience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Raise the neck.
That your soul be not torn in pieces.
Your soul will be torn in pieces.
As a bull straying along.
As a bull straying along. Now, when you precept that mother to the fourth chapter of Ecclesiastes, what he trying to tell you? Take it around about 4:9-11. Let's see what he's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you something. See, this Bible talks to us, but talks to us spiritually. That those that got to hear to hear spiritually. You got to spiritually hear this Bible. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, pick up verse 9. Regular book.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one.
Two are better than one.
Because they have a good reward for their labor.
But two is better than one, but wasn't it? Not just any two is better than one, brother Micaiah. Go to Luke chapter 4. See, two is better than one, but you got to be clear according to the two that the Bible describes. And let me show you where two is better than one that you can read. Two is better than one, but you got to understand something, what he means by it. Two. It's better. When we go on to Luke chapter 1, particularly verse 4 and 5 and 6, and finally he's talking about 2 is better than 1.
Book of Luke chapter 1, reading verse 5 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 reads, there was in the days of Herod, king of Yada, a certain priest named Zacharias.
Yes.
Of the court of Abijah.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron.
Yes.
And her name was Elizabeth.
Okay, good.
Verse 6.
What?
And they were both righteous.
Wait a minute. They were, so two is better than one, but the two got to be what?
Righteous.
Both of them got to be righteous. Well, I'm righteous. Well, I don't know about my better half, but he in and out or she in and out. No, no. This don't work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You both got to be what?
Righteous.
Go ahead and read.
Before Yahweh.
Before Yahweh.
Walking in all his Torah instructions.
And walking in all of the Torah instructions. What kind of way?
Righteous.
Go ahead. What kind of way?
In ordinances of Yahweh. Blameless.
What kind of way?
Blameless.
So that's when the two, that's when it works for you. And see, what we're saying, it's not about us now. It's about the generation that's out here that needs guidance. So we have to sacrifice the part that, well, and I'm not going to get offended on what's said, because it's to get my offspring from my offspring, from my offspring ready. The buck got to start with them. But you have to be the one to show them what's going to befall them before it befalls them. Because it's going to befall you sooner or later. Both got to be on the same page. Both and the man must be of 37 verse 12. Brother McGuire. And the man that you got, well, we plan on getting together. Okay, well, okay, well, you plan on being with me, and yeah, you got to get to the sixth anointing count board. Well, I said, well, I got to do that. We're going to read why.
Book of Torah, chapter 37, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12b, read.
What it reads?
But speak continually with the Yahwali man, whom you know is to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh,
okay,
whose mind is according to your mind,
yes,
and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
You see? So he's saying you must be with a Yahwali man that you know. Not him telling you he's doing. You got to know he keeps the what?
Torah instructions.
Come on, mother, run out the song, put that to the side, that's moving the fuck. Well, Psalm 1-1. It tell you what not to do in advance. We're going to Psalms 1-1, down to verse 3. But I want to talk on verse 1. So he gonna speak, he tells you things, and that's why you have to be prepared to help those that come after you. Psalms 1, verse 1. You're going to start on verse 1.
Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the unyahwali, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
That means you don't even participate with a what? According to verse 1.
Unyahwali.
What do you lose? That first word.
Blessed.
You lose your blessings. You lose your blessings right off the top. It might be looking good temporarily, but you'll lose your blessings. And so this is where you have to be able to tell your kids, your grandson, your granddaughter, what to look for and bring them up in the right way. If you hang around the crowd of the who? What have you lost?
Your blessings.
Your blessing. See, they got to grow into understanding it. They ain't gonna make the same move that we made. Cause we made all our moves on appearance, on convenience. Mm-hmm. We weren't told of that verse 1 was in the Bible. And a lot of people we know, our parents were Catholics and everything else, but they never told us none of this, because Christianity is not gonna show you this. Because it'll bring things out. And they never read this verse of it. You're blessed when you do what? According to verse 1, read.
Blessed is the man or woman that walketh not in the counsel of the unyahwali, nor standeth in the way of sinners.
That means go and participate where the sinner is. You're going to leave to get with the sinner. He tells you not to do it. He gonna tell you how he feel about it, Brother Mackay, in Psalm 26, verse 5. This is how he feel about it. When you do this, now when you do this, and got Yahweh out of your mouth, look what he got written in 26, verse 5. Psalm.
Chapter 26, verse 5.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. Verse 5 read.
What?
I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked.
What?
Hey, Psalm 26, verse 5.
Listen to this.
I have hated the congregation of evildoers.
He said, I hate the congregation of evildoers. Go ahead.
and will not sit with the wicked.
And I will not sit with the wicked. Now, this is the ministry of telling David. And David passing on. So David ain't good going to nowhere where who is?
Evil doers.
What's their name?
Wicked.
Wicked. Yeah? Because wicked going to tell you about, let's eat some hog tonight. Let's eat some macaroni, cheese, spaghetti, and some hog. And hit some of that bow weed or something, see? All that gonna happen. That's what we're gonna do for you. But David came in advance about you have to be able to recognize that on the page, and you have to make a choice according to the Bible. But he's telling you what he's not gonna do. Verse 2 and 3. Back to Psalm 2 and 3. You read 1 already, Mo.
Psalms chapter 1.
You read 1. Now read 2 and 3.
Verses 2 and 3.
Listen to this.
But his delight is in the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
See, you got to have your delight in what?
Torah instructions
of Yahweh. You got to have Torah instructions that give you a delight. Well, you know the Bible? Yeah, that Bible is a delight to me. It ain't a delight to you? Then I know one thing. Then I already know what I'm working with. When this book comes, oh, there you go again, bringing that book out. Then I know then, there, I thought it's going to go. Mm-hmm. Because this won't be my what?
Delight.
Right. It won't be your delight, that book. So he throw it in the bag when you pull that book out. Oh, well, let's just put the Bible down and just talk. Mm-hmm. Well, shoot, I'm lost and come down to just talking and no book, open no book. She's using it. I don't want to walk back down memory lane. I've been there and done that. I don't want to be reminded of where I've been. I won't be reminded where I'm going if I do some Yahweh. Because I know that back there on that memory lane going to cause me big trouble, big time trouble. I don't want to walk down that memory lane. I want to be moving forward in Yahweh. So, now, go back
to finish.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, 2 and 3.
Yeah. And in his Torah instruction do I meditate day and night.
You meditate when?
Day and night.
Always find time for that book.
Verse 3.
Right.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit and his season.
Uh-huh.
His leaf also shall not wither.
Okay.
And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Yes. Yeah. Amen, sir. So now that's why we have to make sure when we bring these children to the world, they have to be able to. This got to be in them equally as chemical. They got to be clear before they be pausing in this school system, because they're going to tell you of John 3:16, and that means everybody. That don't mean that. Mm-hmm. See, they're going to mess you up. But it's our job is to put the school together, and for our offspring is prepared and understand the things. What Yahweh like and what he don't like. I'm going to give me that Luke 12:51 again. That Luke 12:51. Because see, we got to be clear that we know, but we talk so much totally wrong, but you're never going to be taught exactly what out of his mouth, what he's saying. Because they all going to make you feel good, but that's not what he's saying. This is what he says in Luke 12:51.
Luke chapter 12, verse 51.
Right.
Suppose you that I am come to give peace on earth.
He said, hey, why you think I'm here? Suppose you, he's talking to 12.
They're gonna carry his message. You think I come? You think I'm here now? I started this ministry to give peace on the world. Wait a second.
I tell you nay.
I tell you nay.
But rather division.
I came to do what?
Division.
Division. He said, I came to divide. Let me read. Mm-hmm. Mama against daughter. He did not come as everybody get kissed on the jaw. He came to let you know you got to make a choice. Either my way or the highway. And he said, and he looked at an eyeball to eyeball in 13 verse 3 of Luke and said what? After he got through saying all that good stuff to him in 12:51, the minute just a big old letter that they were recording that he was talking. And he said something in 13 verse 3. What did he say, Mother?
Luke chapter 13 verse 3.
What?
I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish.
He said, if y'all don't get your act together, what will happen to y'all? You're going to perish. But what option he give you to do?
Repent.
So long as you got life, you got you hearing the camp talking to you, you got an open door to do what?
Repent.
You got an open door to repent. See that? He said, now, what you just heard me say, but you got an open door to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Now he said?
Yeah.
Well, so there it right there. So now he's saying, you got an open door to repent. Because he ain't done what? Brother McKay, and throughout 15, 20, what he have not done.
Okay. Brother Zerah. Chapter 15, verse 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what that say? Verse 20 reads.
What it reads.
He has commanded no man to do wickedly.
Mm-hmm.
Neither had he given any man license to sin.
He haven't gave no license to sin. You do not have no license. There's no way you can read that you both to sin against him. You can't read it. Now they tell you, that's why he keep telling you about so much done away with. But he done told his death, he gave you know what?
No license to sin.
Let's go to James chapter 1, 21 through 27, Brother McKay. He ever gave you no license to sin. And you know what sin is. The biblical definition of sin is breaking the first five books, call of Torah instruction. Mother, dear Israel, have me, Acts 5:32.
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 21 down to 27.
See, James is the brother of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So his word is more clear than your pastor's today. So why don't you believe what he get ready to say? And he's going to make a profound statement in verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to make a profound statement in verse 21. And what he say?
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 21. 21 reads, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness.
Listen, receive with meekness
the engrafted word.
The engrafted word,
which is able to save your person,
yourself. Is able to save you. So, how do you get saved?
By receiving the engrafted word.
You see the man just said?
Me.
But we ain't got to do nothing. All we got to do is believe on, you see what Christianity tell you to do? Mm-hmm. What Christianity tell you, all you got to do is believe on him, right?
Believe on him.
Believe on him, that's it?
Yeah.
All I do is love my neighbor and love him. But don't you want to be saved? But how do you be saved according to James? Read it again. How do you be saved according to James?
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 21.
What?
21 read.
What?
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superficiality of knowledge, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save yourself.
What do you mean by receive with meekness? What are you talking about, Mo? Galatians chapter of Matthew, verse 3 and 4. What do you mean by you got to receive this with meekness? Matthew 18, 3 and 4. What do you mean by you got to receive this with meekness?
Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3. And say, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble themselves as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Now tie that in, Brother Makai. You know, you want to up and come and teach us tonight. You got to tie that in. What is coming to you all about? What was just been said?
He just got to understand that.
Come out of James.
Come out of 121
James. And with that precept.
Matthew.
You paint that picture.
Matthew 18:3 and 4, right?
Yeah, paint that picture.
He was just saying that if you will receive, in order for you to receive this and grasp the word for meekness, you got to have the mind of a child. That's the only way you can be able to receive it. That's pretty
and,
much.
And receive what?
Receive the engrafted word.
And what would the drafted word do?
And the only way you're going to be saved way you can be saved is receiving this engrafted word with meekness by having that mind frame of a child.
That's the only way you're going to be what?
Saved.
And now, Mother P.F., who did he come to save? So James saying that. Now James talking to somebody. Now in the 18 verse 11, now we're gonna run that down. See, this is how the Spirit operates. Now watch me run that down. So all the way you'll be saved is what way?
If you have the mind frame of a child, the only way you're gonna be saved is you receive the word with meekness.
With meekness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got an opportunity to be what?
Saved.
Keep that in your mind. Now watch me say in 18 11.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
Now see that? So when James was talking, James is your father's son and brother, right? Mm. So he's telling a people, he's telling somebody this. See, this is what I keep telling you. This is why we have so much problem, because we're able to hear that same thing, and then we're able to peep at these same things. Now, that was James was saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is a long stroll, long letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long letter. So James talking, but go to 1:1, Brother Kyle. Let's see what James is telling this to. So he quoted his brother, right? He quoted his brother about being saved. He said, now, he said, such and such people, let me tell you some people, the only way you're going to be saved, you got to get this engrafted word, you got to have a meek spirit to be able to receive this word to be saved. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was he talking to about going to 1:1? Who was his letter addressed to telling them, this is what you got to do to be saved?
James.
Yeah, same book. James 1:1. Bring it out, Brother McKay.
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 read.
Okay.
James, a servant of Yahuwah and of Yahuwah the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting.
Ain't that something? So you mean that what he was telling
when James was talking in 1:27, is that message for the whole world?
No.
It's for the scattered. It's for the scattered 12 tribes.
It's for the scattered 12 tribes. But everybody on both God, you read out. Everybody, you being what you are today. That message for the scattered 12 tribes. If that what we read?
Uh-huh.
So now with that understanding, this message for the 12 tribes scattered. And we read verse 21, right? Now read 22. Now watch. Now, so now, you sit there in a teaching room, one of the 12 rooms teaching. You got your students in all over the world in there. And they hearing something. You mean I got to have a meek spirit. That means I got to have my words to be what? Mother, to have a meek spirit, how do I got to conduct myself according to Matthew 5:37? This is how you got to have a meek spirit. Talk about a meek spirit now, because you got to be able to receive a meek spirit, but what kind of spirit I got to have on me that we can read of Matthew 5:37?
Matthew 5:37.
Now, you're teaching, you got your back up there, watching everything, and watching YouTube. Now, this one got to be clear, except if they spirit, if what kind of spirit again?
Meek.
Meek spirit.
Uh-huh.
This is how a meek spirit will operate. Go ahead. Once they've shown this.
Matthew 5:37. But let your conversation be nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
So when it comes to your classroom, they got to be instructed how they conversation got to be.
Yay, nay.
And before they want to go past that.
That's evil.
See, that's the rules you got to set up from your first class. They got to be clear. Now, when you come to class, now back up to Ecclesiastes 5, Paul Micaiah, 1, 2, 3, and 6. So you see, you have to be able to take control of your class on registration day. When they come into class, you let them know. Is you okay with this? You gotta have a meek spirit to receive this word. But if you already got your head already fixed, you're in the wrong place for this, because we're not gonna entertain that, because the Bible said not to entertain that. Mm. Is that what we read?
Yeah. Wow.
So this is what got me told when the classroom opened up. Ecclesiastes 5:1, 2, 3, and 6. Listen.
Book of Ecclesiastes 5:1 down to 3 and 6. Verse 1 read, keep your foot when you go to the house of Yahuwah, the temple of Yahuwah.
Or the school of Yahuwah.
Or the school of Yahuwah.
When you, on registration day, you're coming into the school of Yahuwah. Now you got to sit the president on. You what they call your intro?
Intro.
Okay, good. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Right.
You come to the school of Yahuwah and be more ready to hear.
You ready what?
More ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food.
Okay.
For they consider not that they do eat.
They don't know they don't eat. They think that's what it's all about. Oh, they ready to come. I got something. You got something. I mean, you ain't been here in 2 years. How you got something?
Mm-hmm.
You got a bird coming in to us?
Gotta be ready to hear something.
I'm ready to come in to hear something. Because
mm-hmm.
you had a standstill the last time you was here. You ain't got no new growth. You only get new growth when you come to the 6 anointed camp.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get no new growth. I'm telling you right now, I don't know, and I don't see them all. It ain't a member that have temporarily left the class and came back smart. No, they come back just where they was last seen that. That's where they mind at.
Mm-hmm.
that he's bumming around that book, can't barely define Genesis. And I ain't seen nobody advance past that in my eyes yet. And I'm calling the way I see it. The way you talk, the way you walk here, you be able to stand still. Because Yahweh is not going to let you grow unless you do it the way he got it written. You can't pick this up and say, well, I'll pick it up, I'll show up in 2 months. You're going to be right back there 2 months ago at the present. You're always going to be dumbfounded. Then we got to always keep on digressing back with you, back to where you was last at, until to move forward, because you literally be in and out, wrapped around with Satan all day long. Mm-hmm. See? You got to have a lot going on in your brain about Yahweh's business. You're not going to be able to do this. And I think the best of them. I don't know now student that's ever been in the Sixth Anointing Camp can compete by being without. They're always going to be behind, fumbling around and everything, because Yahweh don't give. You don't work with him unless you do it the way he tell you to do it. I tell you what it is. And I'll watch the best of them. I don't think I'm watch every last one I watch. Mm-hmm. And I ain't seen no changes in nobody yet. Ain't nobody left class and came back and had no something going on. All they had is a lot of offshoot questions that don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. And you still way back there? You been going along that foot. That's as far as you can be. Because that's just the way Yahweh operates. You got to recognize that too. So when the students come in your classroom and they, you got the president exactly how this is operating. Because we know where you put on tape is going to be something that you're going to be believing one way, you're going to be told it, then you're going to be able to wipe it out, but you're going to take all time long akin to that certain individual. Like the brother say, well, you know, I like to come to class and I can, no, you can, oh, you come to class and get in the corner and take notes. That's what you come to do. Get in class and take notes. Don't come to tell nothing. Come to hear stuff. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 2.
Listen.
Verse 2, read.
What?
Be not rash with your mouth.
You see that?
And let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahweh.
Yep.
For Yahweh is in heaven,
yep,
and you upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
Okay.
Verse 3. For a dream coming through the multitude of business.
Now listen good, listen good.
And a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words.
It always got a comeback. You're trying to show them something, they got a butt in a comeback. And that's why they be at a standstill. Some busts and them comebacks to keep you at a standstill. Until sucking it up, pour right stuff down, study it, go home to your partner, re-go over your lesson, and then be stronger every week until the comeback 3 weeks later at the same standstill. I go back over again, but you don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't doing that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ain't doing that no more. You can't put it to the side that you can grab this and you don't point. It don't work. I ain't seen nobody yet. And I say again, and I don't think them all.
Mm-hmm.
You'll lose your rhythm because Yahweh will take it away from you. I'm saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 6.
Listen to this.
Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither to say you before the ministering spirit that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at your voice and destroy the work at your hand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, in the book of Titus, mother, leave that word in there, because a lot of people is running to a congregation where the so-called Jewish people there. But then Titus already and made a statement from Paul already about the Jewish people. He may have said about the Jewish people already, but he's telling you something about the Jewish people. Right in on Titus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. He's telling you something about the Jewish people. and our people's off in Judaism, which is a religion of the Jewish people. And it is like, but the Jew is polluted for Judah, so they out of order everywhere. I mean, you just can take your time and just take care of all that on the way. But when you understand one thing, but he's telling you something in advance. He'll be telling you in advance in Titus 1, 13 and 14. What are you telling them, Mo?
Titus chapter 1, verse 13.
And read exactly what you said, because we talking about they expose them in time to come. What do you say?
Titus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
Listen to this.
Verse 13.
Right.
This witness is true.
This witness, the voices of a true Israelite is the witness, and this is true. We are true. Right.
Wherefore? Rebuke them sharply.
Rebuke them sharply. Now, we got to find who are them. Who do the voices of a true Israelite for rebuke sharply? Go ahead.
That they may be sound in the covenant.
And that means correct them sharply. Correct them. Who are we supposed to correct on the way to correcting somebody? Go ahead.
14.
What?
Not giving heed to.
Don't give no heed. Oh, let me stop. Let me hear what they got to say.
To Jewish fables.
To Jewish lies. Jewish lies, saying they are the people, they in the land, they are the ones, and you confused and don't know that ain't nothing but what? Jewish what?
Lies.
Jewish lies. And listen, that Jewish lies. Mm-hmm. A 5-point star to come into the entrance, and Jewish people is the people of the book, that ain't nothing but a what?
Fable.
I tell you, don't even give heed to that. Because that ain't nothing but what?
Lie.
You see that? The way this all, this is 496 AD. So you both be prepared when this came up that you clear that the one that called himself Jewish to come, he had it put in there in advance. Mm-hmm. The one that called himself Jewish to come, they ain't number what?
Lie.
You see that? Right there in the Bible in advance and won't know. Baptist, Catholic, no preacher read that. And then you got Big Hagee hollering about, let's take a donation for the Jewish people that's in Israel.
Okay. Yeah.
You see that? Mm-hmm. But that ain't a number what?
Lies.
Lies.
What kind of lies? According to the Bible. They, what kind of lies is it? According to the Bible.
It says fable.
What kind of, but who doing it? There isn't reason.
Not giving heed
to, go ahead,
to Jewish fables,
lies.
Uh-huh.
It's right there written, and that's what you've been doing, giving heed, and he'll get there, the biggest ministry in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Give all the money to the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And behind his back is a 5-pointed star.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? And now your grandmamas and everybody giving money to the Jewish, that ain't number what?
Lies.
What kind of lies? Jewish lies.
Jewish lies,
that's right. And they all about the Jewish peoples, right?
Yeah.
Putting to the Jewish peoples in the land?
Yeah.
But what is that?
A lie.
Yeah.
The Jewish lies.
But it's already written in the Bible in advance. Why we don't know that? Why we don't know that? The Bible is decoded, and all one of them break it down. Is voices of the true Israelites.
Right.
Because we're going to look right at that and paint the picture. Every time you hear one got a Jewish congregation somewhere, a synagogue, 5-pointed star, ain't nothing going on there in there but Jewish lies. That day is written right there. Is we reading it?
We're reading it.
He tell you don't give heed to that. So he's telling you the 12 tribes that scattered, don't you give heed to Jewish fables, which means Jewish lies.
Mm-hmm.
This is 496 AD. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
And why we still falling off into this same trap? They got something to say.
Oh, they don't know who they are.
because they're not led by the right spirit. Because if you're led by the right spirit, you'll be recognized that right now he's sitting in a Jewish favor line. Finish that verse up.
Okay. Verse 14. Not giving heed to Jewish fables, lies, and the commandments of men.
What is that again?
The commandments of men.
That's the commandments of men.
That turn from the truth.
You mean that is in the Bible?
Yeah.
Why we ain't heard that read? You mean that's in the Bible about the five-pointed star teachers, the Jewish people right there? That ain't number fables, that number lies. That's not us, that's them, that's Jewish, and Jewish is a member of the five sons of Esau.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? But we keep on falling for the same thing because we sitting in 21:16, Brother Micaiah Proverbs. This is why everything be a solid. So this is what we do. We deliberately put ourselves in 21:16 of Proverbs. We just fall into a 21:16 of Proverbs.
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16.
We let a third leg just kick us in a 21:16 of Proverbs. What does it say?
Verse 16 read. The man that runneth out of the way of understanding.
When you wander out under the sixth anointed camp of voices of the true Israel.
Shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
And you'll remain where?
In the congregation of the dead.
You're going to be in the congregation of the dead. And you wonder why you can't keep up. I don't understand that. That don't make sense. You know why? You try to you got 10:1, Mother, D.F. Israel. You got a St. John 10:1. You know why you can't understand? Because St. John 10:1 is the third leg on you. St. John 10:1 is third leg on you. That's why you do not understand. You cannot keep up unless you in class. You can't keep up on the internet. You can't keep up a bull spraying along. All the way you'll keep up, you got to be in class.
Right.
That's it.
Saint,
in class.
St. John, chapter 10, verse 1.
Right.
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
Right.
He that enters not by the door,
uh-huh,
and to the sheepfold.
But do what?
But climbing up some other way.
Mm-hmm.
The same is a thief and a robber.
That needs to be explained. When you come up another way, you ain't got to say one word. You look right in the Bible and say, you look right in the Bible and they are what?
Thief and a
robber.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
It's no bargain about you doing the Sabbath day. This is an order from Yahweh. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get the increase. You're not going to be one of them 24 teachers. Because you got to go all out to get the same right for Yahweh to kick in with you. And that 334 more is going to work with you. Ain't going to work with you no other way. I'm telling you, you're going to be fumbling around. You're not going to be able to keep up. And the only thing going to come out, maybe you read that verse earlier, what that verse was, that wisdom is better than emotion. That's all you have is emotion. But the wisdom part, you're not going to have. You have all type of ups and downs, emotions. You have all type of emotions, up and down. We can watch everybody from the pages of the book. And he'll give you that discernment. But you gotta let them win the bump. Let them have a bump of garment contest all themselves. Because one thing is about it. Back up a mother to Job chapter 6. Back up to Job chapter 6. Issachar's boy. Pick up verse 24 down to verse 26.
Job,
Issachar's boy, chapter 6, 24 to 26. Listen to this.
Job, chapter 6, verse 24 to 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
Okay.
Teach me, and I will hold my tongue.
You see how he folded?
We will teach you, but you gotta do what?
Hold my tongue.
You gotta hold your tongue.
And cause me to understand wherein I have error.
And we will cause you to understand you, but you gotta hold your tongue. Oh, I got many questions. I got so many questions. No, he comes down and get a pen together.
Yeah.
Your question cannot be answered like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody catering to you to just to sit around with you with all your questions. You got to come to class with your notepad and take a notepad and pen and start writing stuff down and study it. Anybody going to make no special class for you because you got many questions. Yeah, we know you got many questions. Because you're the congregation today. You're the congregation in your own mind. You see that? So you be the congregation in your own mind and don't know it, but we know it. And you're going to be a standstill until you're humming yourself. Once you're humming yourself, then Yahweh will say, okay, now you're on the right track. But it first starts when you're humming yourself. And you got to keep your mouth closed to be what, mother? And get some what? Some teach me. To get some teach me. That's what you got to do. You got to close your big mouth, close your fat mouth to get some teach me. Close your fat mouth to get some teach me. That's what you got to do. Close the fat mouth to get some teach me.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Now, come on, read some up.
25.
What's that?
How forcible are righteous words?
What did you say again?
How forcible are righteous words?
Oh, I know. It's not going to come out right. It might have come out like Joel Osteen. You won't, no. He lying to you. We ain't coming. He tells in 58 verse 1 of Isaiah, guys. It tells us how we're supposed to operate. We don't supposed to operate like the guy with the skinny jeans on with the bald head. We don't operate like that. We're supposed to operate from Isaiah 58 verse 1. That's how you're supposed to operate. Isaiah 58 verse 1, this is how we operate.
Book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 1.
What it say?
Verse 1 read.
What it read?
Cry aloud.
Spare not.
Lift up your voice like a trumpet. And show my people.
What?
Their transgression.
They sin.
And the family of Israel their sin.
You see that? Our job is to show you your sin. So, and we... It's written in the Bible, how do our voice supposed to be?
Loud.
Like a what?
Like a trumpet.
Like a trumpet. Is that what we read?
That was
uh-huh.
Read.
Let's go to Acts 5:32, mother. And look what it's saying here. Acts 5:32. Go to Acts 5:32.
Acts chapter 5, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 5, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And we are his witnesses of these things.
And we are his witness of these things. Now listen good.
And so is also the righteous spirit.
And so also is the righteous spirit.
Whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him.
Wait a minute. You mean I can't purchase this thing?
No.
I can't cameo this thing?
No.
All we'll get is righteous spirit. I gotta do what?
Obey him.
What's the precept of that? Let's go to Proverbs 8 verse 4. So you see the man saying? So the first thing you got to do to be able to receive the righteous spirit, you got to do what?
Obey.
Is that what the man saying?
So if you don't do that,
but until you do what?
Obey.
You got to obey. You got that was the man's thing. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Huh? So they got to know these things. That's the reason they feel a standstill. Because that's what they cast behind their back. The word called obey.
Yeah.
That word there just traps them up every time. Obey. oh, that's a part of our life. Obey. Well, that's why you're not, that's why you're a standstill. And you're going to remain at a standstill. And you will remain a congregation of dead. Because you'll try to come up another way, and you'll be a standstill, and you'll never see nothing until the car ran over your foot. Then when you holler out, then you say, I didn't see that car. Everybody else seen it. And you will say, ouch, car ran on my foot. See? Because you trying to come from another way. It don't work like that. You think I can pick this thing up? Well, I'm going to pick, I'm going to break the class down to pick up a man. Man, I'll be all over the place. He's okay, good. I bet you try to preach that something. I'm going to show you that I'm not with you.
Hallelujah.
You can't pick this up. You got to do it. You got to do this thing the way the man got it written. Then watch how he work with you daily. Your daily increase you in his word. If you stay in his word, you can't put this as a cameo. Because they're going to tell off on you every time you read. You try to explain what you're saying. Everything. And then you try to explain something that's going to be wrong. Then you're going to try to play tag team. I got something that don't even line up with what you're saying. It's all going to show up. Got the first part of his rules.
Mm-hmm.
Then Yahuwah will kick in.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't kicking in when you carry on this man's business. I'll pick it up when I get there. And that's where you're going to be at. Thank you. And I'll be looking right down at the book saying, I'm there. Yep. Another one bit to death. Mm-hmm. What were we reading?
Of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 4.
Now let me say it.
Verse 4, read.
Look at this.
Unto you, O man, I call.
Unto you, O man. So, unto you, O man, I'm called. Go ahead.
And my voice is.
So, who's Yahweh's voice to?
The sons of man.
You see that? So, George Miles, you're not the son of man. George Miles. See that? You see the man just said? Now, this is Solomon that was given the wisdom as the wisest man in the world. He said, when Yahuwah is talking, how is he talking? According to the verse.
The man. Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 4.
Read again.
Verse 4, read.
What it reads?
Unto you, O man.
Unto you, O man.
I call. And my voice is to the sons of man.
My voice is to the son of man.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? That's who my voice is.
Hallelujah.
You see, they go your order right there. Now, but then when the son of man get it, he will pass it down to his better half.
Mm-hmm.
When his better half get it, he will pass it down to his children. You're not going to break the protocol. It's written all the Bible. Who Yahuwah gonna make sure he's talking to? Read it again and call the verse out.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 4.
Listen good.
Verse 4, read.
What?
Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
I wonder how many females now they up there. Now mad again. Man, for what? Because his order?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Second Ezra, Mother of Israel, 4:21.
Second Ezra, 4:21.
This is what he got written in 4:21.
21.
What he got written?
Second Ezra, chapter 4, verse 21.
Right.
For like as the ground is given unto the wood.
Just like the ground is given to the wood. And that's right. That tree out there, it's the ground is keeping them propped up. Right?
And the seed to his flood.
And the seed to that, sea world out there.
Even so. They that dwells upon earth.
All the ones that dwell on the earth
may understand nothing.
You don't understand nothing. But all that dwells on the earth don't understand nothing.
But that which is upon the earth.
That's all you understand. So why are you looking past the stars, moon, and sky, that drywall? It's nothing up there but you. You don't even understand even what's going on in your day-to-day walk. You understand nothing down, so how you know what's going on up? Let me tell you. And then you got brothers who always going to be peeping way up in there somewhere. You don't understand what's down past your ankles. You don't understand that yet. What are you looking up there for? Go ahead and read that again. That's it, top
you
of the
said
thing.
It again.
You know if you don't understand nothing, that's past your ankle.
You said read it again.
Well, read it again. It sounds good.
Second Ezra 4:21. For like as the ground is given unto the wood, and the sea to his flood, even so they that dwell upon the earth may understand nothing but that which is upon the earth. And he that dwelleth above the heavens may only understand the things that are above the heights of the heavens.
So one there above understand everything going on, and you don't understand nothing going on up there. You ain't going up there. You weren't created to go up there. So listen, why don't you concentrate on what's going on this earth? Stop trying to look past the stars, moon, and sky. Because you got to do some things that's written in Psalms 85, Brother Kaya. Verse 4 down to verse 11. You got to do some things. This is what he's going to do. He got it written. You know, his whole plan is written step by step. We can tell you the next move once the 24 teachers are together, not just 24 Bibles. 24 Bible thumpers that got the spirit of Yahuwah in it. And now we told Moses in the 11th chapter, verse 16 and 17, look out among them, get 70 that with the spirit that you got on you. And then I'm going to come down and put the spirit on them. But you find some likable guys that's going to be some 537. Yeah, yeahs and nay, nays and put them to the side. Then I'm going to come down and tighten them up. See? And that's the same thing. Ain't nothing changed. Malachi 3:6, ain't nothing changed. That's why we got to try and see who will be the teachers to come. But they got to know how to dump the Bible according to the Bible. It got to be understood. Until you old man is called. This thing is called old man to get it right. That's what he said. That what he said? He said, when I speak, I'm speaking to that son of man. Is that what he said?
Son of man.
Did he say that?
Hallelujah.
Well, read that again, make sure he said it. Read it again, mother.
Okay.
Let's make sure he said it. Because, see, I'm accused of a lot of things, but I'm guilty of nothing. But I'm accused of a lot of things. And I ain't been convicted of nothing. But I'm accused of many things. But one thing whatever I said, I ain't guilty of nothing. But I've been accused of many things. Because all I done was read the book, and then I just break it down, and just for you to see it in writing, and let you go back over there and fumble all around it. And looking at it all upside down, is that what I say? Yeah, that was it.
Hallelujah. Why?
Huh? Are you both give me a yay, yay, or nay, nay?
Right.
Give me a nay, nay, I'll take it another way. Go ahead.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 4.
What does it say?
Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the Son of Man.
Now, how plain is that?
Very
fine. Huh? Yeah, I planned that.
Very fine.
Well, you know, I was at home, and he came to me, and he looked. Huh? He done what with you? Here's a day. Now, what you read now, Brother McCoy?
The book of Psalms.
chapter 85, verses 1 through 4.
Listen to this, listen to this.
Verse 1, read.
Listen at verse 4, read the claim.
How amiable are your temple, O Yahuwah of hosts. Verse 2, my soul longeth.
No, speak of verse 4.
Oh, speak of verse 4? Okay.
Yes.
The book of Psalms 85, verse 4.
Listen to this.
Verse 4.
What?
Blessed are they that dwell in your temple. They will be still praising you.
Yeah.
He won't?
Yes, they don't know that.
Okay, verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you.
Yes.
In whose mind are the ways of them.
Okay.
Verse 6. Who passes through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. Verse 7. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion, polluted word for Yada Judah,
mm-hmm.
appeareth before Yahuwah.
Okay.
Verse 8. Oh Yahuwah, Yahuwah of hosts,
right.
hear my prayer,
mm-hmm.
give ear, O Yahuwah of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Behold, O Yahuwah, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed.
Yes.
Verse 10. For a day in your court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the temple of my Yahuwah than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Verse 11. For Yahuwah is a sun and shield. Yahuwah will give grace and honor. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright.
But that's real good. But if you looking, I mean, I can, as I, you know,
Verse 21.
Right.
Who by him
do believe in Yahweh that raised him up from the dead and gave him
That's good. Now go to
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22.
Okay.
2 Peter chapter 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
Let me read 21.
For even here unto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us.
So you called behind Yahweh's what?
Suffering.
So that's how you called. Correct?
Leaving us an example.
And he left you an example.
That you should follow his steps.
That you should do what?
Follow his steps.
So he suffered for you and left you an example that you're going to follow whose steps?
His steps.
And what is his steps in the next verse? Now he can tell you about his steps.
Well, my book's full.
Come on, Brother Kyle. Let's go to the next verse.
22. 1 Peter 2:22.
What it say?
22 read.
What it read?
Who did no sin?
Oh, he got no what?
No sin.
What's the biblical definition of sin?
Transgressed
against the first five books. That means you kept the five books. He said, I left you an example that he done no sin. And that means the example is keep them first five books. Right?
Neither was guile found in his mouth.
And he had no guile come out of his mouth. That means when he talked from the pages of the book.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you don't talk from the pages of the book, gal can come out your mouth. Because you ain't got no book. See, we ain't got no book. You need something to get on the gal thing. Because you ain't use no book. Because what did he do with Mother P.F. Israel in 417? Tell me, dude, let me show you. This is how you keep gal out your mouth. And anybody tell me, post, you don't want him to have gal in his mouth. This is how you keep them from having guile in their mouth. So you got to recognize that. I'm going over to my office, church. And you can tell me, see, the only thing to keep guile out of his mouth is something he got to do that we can read. See, that's why you got to be watching everybody's page of the book. If you don't know no guile in their mouth, this is what they'll do in Verse 17. What it say? Luke 4:17. What it say? This is how you. This is how you know. Ain't no God come out of the mouth. Anybody stand before?
Luke chapter 4, verse 17.
Yeah, what
is that? Luke chapter 4, verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book.
So it's delivered unto what?
The book.
See? The book. See, if you don't want no God to come out your mouth, make sure what was standing before you, what they bring to you.
The book.
If they give them telephone, and they get ready to talk to you, they go ahead of what?
The book.
If they don't have the book, what will be the, give it out?
Gal gonna come out your mouth.
You see the man saying?
Hallelujah.
Now if they call you on the phone and they got a verse, they got the book. You go, what verse? Oh, I ain't got no verse. Then you know what's in that? What's gonna happen?
Easy. Gal
gonna come out your mouth.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
See, you see, all this you will know once you understand what this man got laid out for you. It's easy to find what they on. They always call and they have, there's no book. It's not, we're going to talk about it. So we know then that you ain't got no book. What will happen? A call will be read.
Yeah, come out your mouth.
Go ahead and read.
17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the seer, Isaiah.
And they'll deliver on him the book because they want to make sure they want to put him in a position for what?
to come out
of his mouth. But he came right in the door and said, give me a book, Isaiah. Huh?
Yeah.
You'll send the table right there and there. Give me the book of Isaiah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
That's what he's doing.
Because he went in the other way. What will happen?
Gal will come out of his mouth.
You see him, John Jay. So you watch the teachers that stand before you. You ain't talking no book open. I already know. But will come out of your mouth. I can read.
Hallelujah.
You see how powerful this book is.
Hallelujah.
You can sit there and ain't got to say nothing to nobody. All you got to do is wait. Watch it come out of their mouth if they got no book on. Talking Bible and no book. I know right there that ain't number one.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
And when he had opened the book.
He opened the book.
He found the place where it was written.
And what that means when you find a place that's written that we can read. What happens when you in that kind of set that we can read? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Brother Mackay. Let me show you what happens when you see that going on. Ain't nobody doing no talking until you got the books in front of them. They'll call out a verse. If there's something going on, then we're going to talk from the verse.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know ain't no gal in the mouth.
That's right.
But when they going to talk, no book open, let's just expound on this. No, we don't expound on anybody.
No.
Let's get some books. See? Now, in the 12th chapter, this is what happens when you do it that way. Verse 9.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 9.
9 and 10.
10.
Yep.
Okay, 10.
Yeah, listen to this.
Verse 9, read.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover.
What?
Because the teacher was wise.
The teacher was wise.
He still taught the people knowledge.
He taught the people knowledge.
Yes.
What?
He gave good heed.
Oh, good heed.
And sought out.
You remember me saying about don't take no heed to a Jewish a famous
man.
Wise?
Uh-huh.
Now they told you now what to take heed to.
Uh-huh.
See, now there goes the flip side of what to take heed to.
Yeah.
Now this is where you folks. Oh, this is something going on. Mm-hmm. I see the one getting ready to open his mouth. He's spreading his books out.
Uh-huh.
Then the first thing he do, he calls some on it. He called a verse on the table.
Yeah.
Then we know he ain't got no what?
No guy.
He got no guy. But he got no book open. What we know now?
He got guy in your mouth.
When your phone ring, ain't no book open. What kind of conversation you get right here?
Guy.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You already know you get ready to hear the God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the advantage you got when you understand this book. I'm giving you somebody some backbiting and some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? It ain't no book of I got a verse. Oh, okay. What you got? See? Then I know ain't no guy in your mouth.
Right.
You ain't got no verse. You won't talk with no verse and make me reason with you on your mind.
Your mind.
And your mind is what?
Yeah.
You see that? Boy, if we can understand these things, well, we having the best sleep. That's what I've got to tell you. I don't know nobody get a better sweet sleep than myself.
Mm-hmm.
But some days though, because I can pick you from this book. All I got to do is the ball ring. Like all the calls you come in, I'll be sipping through them to see which one got the book ready to ask the question that we met. And they got some yay, yay, nay, nay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. But you got God. Well, let's just expound. Now, we can't expound on anything.
Right.
You get the precepts of the Bible.
That's right.
You see?
Yeah, well.
So, you see, once you recognize that spirit, you understand something, you have peace with yourself. You have salt in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then you be able to eliminate your company, because one thing about it, if somebody's going to call you, ain't no book involved, you already know what's going to happen, right?
Now, mm-hmm.
What give it happen?
God
would come out of
your mouth.
Hallelujah,
what?
I just
you
behind that. Hallelujah, what? See, Wanchi, that's what I'm saying. I'm just telling you, it's just that simple. You know, that's why he's mad at us right now. I'm giving you all this information, and you won't pick it up for nothing. You still listen to Christianity, and you don't understand things. You can't see the word called church. You're talking about the whole congregation of children of Israel. You know, that's why he's so mad at us right now. And that's why he's plaguing us right now.
Mm-hmm.
We still want to walk around with men's jeans on,
mm-hmm.
women's dresses on,
mm-hmm.
cross dresses,
mm-hmm.
doing all type of things. Men with men, women with women.
Mm-hmm.
And think Yahweh ain't in that, he ain't in that.
Mm-hmm.
Your time's going to run out.
We got one.
Let's read this.
Okay, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. Verse 9, and moreover, because the teacher was wise,
yeah.
he still taught the people knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes, he gave good heed, and sought out,
right.
and set in order many proverbs.
Yep.
Verse 10, the teacher sought to find out acceptable words,
watch this now.
And that which was written
oh.
was upright, even words of truth.
The teacher found words that was what?
Words of truth.
That was what?
That was written.
When the phone call ring, when your phone call ring,
mm-hmm.
you just show me something. Where you gonna turn to? That's written.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's expound on what's written. Because if you do anything else, I know what to come out your mouth.
Yeah.
You see that? Gavel to come out your mouth. Acceptable word. What words is written in verse 15 of Acts? See, when you find out words that's written, then the key to it, what's written, then it'll tell you what to believe. Oh, that is so plain.
Hallelujah.
See, if you sit around a ministry and they bring out what's written, then you got a precept what's written, and it'll tell you what to believe that's written.
Hallelujah.
Acts 15:15. What should I believe?
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to disagree.
To disagree.
The words of the seer.
Words of the seer.
As it is written.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what. Well, why don't you believe what the Bible has told you to believe?
Mm.
Why don't you try that? Believe what the Bible say, try. What the Bible say, try. 15:15 again.
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to disagree. The words of the seers.
What kind of way?
As it is written.
So that's the key. That's why when you got to the temple, he had books laying everywhere and paper everywhere, right?
Hallelujah.
So even though he ain't got nothing to say unto us, it's time to go into the book. You got to play it according to what is read. But if you don't do it like that, guess what you are? According to the Bible. Unless I've been letting mother read it, because if I read it, then there you go again.
What?
Look, 24, 25.
24, 25.
Luke chapter
24, verse 25.
Verse 6.
Then he said unto them.
O fools. What did he call them?
O fools.
Why did he call them that?
And slow of mind.
Slow of mind.
To believe all that the seers have spoken.
Now, that what he said. Now, I ain't saying nothing. So now, what do you folks believe according to the Bible?
Oh, that the seers have spoken.
If you don't, you are what?
You're a fool.
That's what the
Bible
says. That's
what the Bible says.
It's in the book.
He said.
But why they get mad at me for that?
They get mad at
Yahweh's son. But they get mad at me.
Right. And then Moses the same way.
Mm-hmm. You see? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 through 6. That mother had me Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 5. Listen to this now. Listen to this. No, I tell you what, I'm going to have 2 Corinthians 13, 5 through 10. I'm going to let Brother Makai come back with Ephesians.
2 Corinthians what?
13, 5 through 10. After Brother Makai reads 2 Corinthians 10, 3 down to verse 6. Might be some hard saying there, I don't know. But we're going to hear it out. Let's see what we can get out of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 down to verse 6.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 down to 6. Verse 3 read.
What do you read?
And did all eat of the same spiritual meat? Verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Yahweh the Son.
Wait a minute. That's 10?
Oh, this first Corinthians.
I mean, I could have went that way, but I just,
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6.
Yeah, listen to this.
Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh.
Although you see us in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't about this flesh. Huh? Fred?
Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
That's right.
But mighty through Yahweh.
Go ahead.
To the pulling down of strongholds.
See, it's strongholds. I mean, the world got strong. It got conditions that is strong.
Mm-hmm.
They got Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. Eating starch food, wonder why we got the highest rate of high blood pressure, swole up knees, feet all swole up, back out of place.
Mm-hmm.
We wonder why. These are strongholds we're trying to show you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be trying to tell you that, listen, if you eat green and drink clean water and keep the Sabbath day, on these days, y'all probably kick in.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to walk around and all got business Doc Cook, and all of them bottles all across your chest. We got the highest rate of Yahweh pledging us because he did not give you the way the other nations eat.
Mm-hmm.
You don't supposed to eat what Moab and Ammon eat. Shrimp, fried rice, Chinese food. He told you don't even do no business in that line. But we did what we going to bring home. I'm going to bring home some Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
That's contrary to what the man have told you. You want to know why you got the problems you got? You're not keeping what the Bible is telling you to keep. Go ahead.
Thank Rich, chapter 10, verse 5.
What?
Verse 5. Casting down imagination
And that's our job. We got to try to cast out all that imagination, all the stuff your degrees have shown you. The body is a whole different situation than the world degrees. You can be a surgeon doctor, and you open this Bible up and can't figure out what Genesis even had with covenant. And probably can't even find it. Because this is a different type of, that's given to one people only. Matter of fact, read that, Mother Day of Israel. Wow. Read that. Read that in 3:32. See? Around 3:32. We got to know that this Bible is telling us, it's calling us. You got to leave Christianity alone, churches, Sunday keeping, hands wearing, not keeping feast days. You got to start keeping what the man got. The man ain't going to deal with you. He's angry with you. Well, give me one of them. Give me 3:32. Second Ezra 3:32. That sounds pretty good to me. Yeah, how about that? How that sound? Yeah, how that sound?
Second Ezra.
Yeah, how that sound like? Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3, verse 32.
Yeah, verse 32 says, but Micaiah had me 36, and you take it on in from the rest of it. You take it on in from the rest of it. I bag away. Hallelujah.
Second Ezra, chapter 3, verse 32. Or is there any other people that knoweth thee beside Israel?
You see the man just said, the man, he's asking the mental spirit. Now, the mental spirit said, well, you know, it's going to be a rainbow thing or the other nation. No, he's asking the question. He want to know. Mm. Is there any other people know about your business than Israel? Mm-hmm. Not a war, but see, Israel don't know Israel. The Jewish people are going to tuck over something that belongs to you. Mm-hmm. They're going to tuck out Israel and call Israeli Jewish, and you still can't figure that out. Great.
Mm-hmm. Or what generation has so believed your covenant as Israel?
So no generation can talk when you is clicking on all gears. Nothing can run the mouth. He's saying, is it anybody can compete once they line up with their Yahuwah besides Israel? Mm-hmm. Is there any more participants anywhere? You finish that verse up?
Yeah, that was
it. Take the next verse. Give me the next
33.
One. 33. 33, go ahead.
And yet their reward appear not.
And their reward, the ones, we got no reward because we're a sinner against it. We know all this, but we don't know all this because we won't come back to it. We won't be like a bull in the china shop when it comes down to Yahuwah's business. So he's going to keep holding back the reign of understanding until we get some urgency on doing what he got written in the Bible. Great.
And their labor has no fruit.
And our labor has no fruit. A lot of times I do the same thing now. Yahuwah did in the 49th chapter. He said, man, I'm doing it for nothing. He said, no, you ain't doing it for nothing. Because you send things up where you know it's not. We know they'll block your count from you, from the radio broadcast. They won't tell you in the room. They say you get too happy. If you see what they see, they say, if you see, if I show you all the folks in the room now, you'll get too happy. You might get the big head. We ain't gonna show it to you. We'll block it. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it might have been double or triple for what we ran out. Because we know we's a load on the world in the word of Yahuwah. We already know this already. But we knew these days was coming and we prepared for it. Go ahead, keep reading.
No fruit. For I have gone here and there.
And we've been here and there. We've heard the best of them. I tell anybody in class, any sixth anointed council, if you can find a better teacher, mm-hmm. anywhere, dig. You tell me what it is, and then I'm going and get with him too.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find one, whatever he, or like, oh, maybe put C in that there. Whatever there is that can teach and precept the Bible with the name better than what you hear, then you tell me, I put mine down, I go and I grab me some notes and sit there with them too. Because now this all about getting to the kingdom.
That's right.
I want to get to the kingdom. So if you find any ministry that can teach better than the ministry that you hear, what they name, they use in the name YHWH and paint the picture. What's your name? Show it to me. Go ahead.
To the nation, heathen, and I see that they flow in wealth.
Oh, yeah. Y'all the heathen, yeah. They flow in wealth. You see they got big mega, all the Christians, the Catholics. They got big heels, big seats. Everybody can rap back in the seat and getting long, long sleep and listen to them lies in their dreams. Copy it or take your shoes off. We see that. Go ahead.
And think not upon your Torah instruction.
They say your Torah instruction is done away with. We're not upon the law. We're upon the faith and grace. Mm-hmm. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
We ain't got to keep no more law. Mm-hmm. He has done away with the law. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
34.
Yeah.
Wait. You therefore... our wickedness now in the balance.
Either way, our wickedness in the balance, then. Mm-hmm. He said, I want you to weigh our wickedness in the balance.
And there's also...
And they weigh days up, too.
Dwells in this world.
Uh-huh.
And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel.
Ain't that something? You hear that man just said. Mm-hmm. He said, now, they is skinning and grinning. They use the Lord God, Elohim, and give me some more names.
Allah.
Ahaya. They got all that going on. Hey.
Okay. Verse 35.
No, verse 34. You
I did.
No, come back here. Yeah, you missed something. I missed something out of there.
Okay. Dwellest in the world, and so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel.
Okay, I need some of that. Keep going.
You want me to read it over?
No, I need some more. Give me some more. Go ahead. 35.
Verse 35. Or when was it that they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in your sight?
Mm-hmm.
Or what people have so kept your Torah instruction.
So I won't know. He said, I won't know. Show me another people that keep your Torah instruction. Now, he's talking. Remember, he's talking to the mental spirit.
Mm.
And if he mess around and make any slip words, he's going to jump it. So far, he let him talk.
Yeah.
He said, show me anybody besides Israel that keep the Torah instructions. Show me. What's their name? Now he asked me a question. What's their name? Go ahead.
Thou shalt find that Israel
By
name.
By name.
Has kept your precepts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Israel by name have kept your precepts.
But not the heathen.
And not the heathen.
That's right.
That means the 17 nations. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's it.
36.
That was 36.
Well, I didn't get my head out of it. Read
that
verse, the last verse,
Brother Kai.
Read that verse again. I missed something.
Was attacking Ezra, chapter 3, verse 36.
Yeah, I missed
something
out of that.
Verse 36 reads, you shall find that Israel by name hath kept your precepts, but not the heathen.
The other nation.
The other nation.
Uh-huh.
That's it. You want to go back to
the
verse?
That's 36? It. That's it. So he letting you know. But I missed the hit that says, it might be some individuals out of them nations do that. That's the part I missed.
That ain't in
there. That ain't in there? Nope. I don't know. Back up, Brother Kai, and give me back up 34 and come down. I got to hear that part that he might say it might be some individuals. Now Moses said it ain't in there. That's
no,
bold,
it's
right?
Not in there.
That was bold, right?
That's bold.
Let's go. Okay, let's go to 34 out of verse 36.
Okay, the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 3.
verse 34 down to 36. 34 read.
Where read?
Weigh you therefore our wickedness now in the balance.
Okay.
And theirs also that dwell in the world.
And theirs that dwell in the world, right?
And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel.
Okay.
Verse 5. Or when was it that they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in your sight?
Right.
Or what people have so kept your Torah instruction?
Right.
Verse 36. You shall find that Israel by name have kept your precepts,
uh-huh.
but not the heathen.
Man, they didn't water down something. Something didn't water down. I missed me something. I'll tell you what. We'll leave right there, girl. Close the statements, Brother Kyle, take them in. You get a couple verses in, and let's close out.
He's reading Luke 12:12. Let's see Luke 12:12 and close on now. Well,